It's Bernie talking to Catherine, and we're ideating with design thinking. The real quick question, Catherine, is I'm looking at a model of design thinking that goes from empathizing to define, ideate, prototype, test, and iterate. And who's listening to this right now will be people following the YMTFM flow. They may not know the hashtag iCollab, so I just wanted to know, you and I know what that is, iCollab. How does that relate to design thinking?
Well, iCollab, for the people who don't know what it is briefly, is a live, emerging, evolving network of students and educators in different countries, seven different countries, who are exploring social media and mobile media. And currently we're in the UK, Ireland, New Zealand, Germany, Spain, and so on. Now, what I mean by evolving is that each year, those educators work with different students,
right,
and that network changes and evolves. Different people can peep in, different work can be shared out. So in terms of design thinking, we have done collaborative projects in the past, you know, a couple of partners at a time in the network, like you and I have. Between LIT and NUI Galway, and this might be a nice focus
for
our collaborative projects.
By accident, we're actually empathizing, defining, and ideating collaboratively, because that the only way you and I would spend time is in the space like that is to know we're able to use what we're accidentally discovering together to take it to the next level, to where you're actually testing and prototype something. Folks who've done that have actually gotten like EU money to say, well, look, can we have a presentation or some research on the back of previously refined ideas? It is a solid, Kindle came from this, the iPhone came from this concept. The D school in Stanford makes their money on having people go from the post-it note realm to where they actually do ideate and accidentally discover business processes that can disrupt and take technology to a new level.
But when we're talking about doing this in a network, I think what's really important is to be very clear about what's moving from one phase to the next, because otherwise it gets lost.
It does. And that's, I mean, I have all the time of the day for an iCollab accidental happening, because there's so many things that will get me out of a cul-de-sac that comes out of one or two people saying, here's what I'm doing. And just by them sharing what they're doing, what they're ideating in their own space, sometimes gets me out of an unfortunate sinkhole in my own workflow.
But then what happens is then we often develop prototypes at our respective institutions and our respective modules. Whereas what you're trying to say is, if we followed this, you could
actually get a
collaborate further down here.
Yeah, we could each throw stuff in here, and I'll now just let you know what's happening on the back end. I'm using a phone to record something that is changing the way social audio iterates. So there's an if this, then that routine behind this MP3 file that I'm creating that'll then push out to a tweet. So on YMTFM, if you spot this, that means that what Catherine and I did worked. Cover art, I'll stick a picture of the thing we're looking at on the table. Thanks for listening,
guys. Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Bernie.